The World This Week. Politics.
Olaf Scholz was sworn in as Chancellor of Germany, ending the 16-year tenure of Angela Merkel. Mr. Scholz, a Social Democrat, leads a three-party coalition, Germany's first since the 1950s, which includes the Greens and the pro-enterprise Free Democrats. The parties have approved a detailed plan for governing, which includes a higher minimum wage and building more homes. First, however, they must contend with a fourth wave of COVID-19. Austria's Chancellor, Alexander Schallenberg, resigned after less than 2 months in the job. The new Chancellor, Karl Niehammer, now has the job of enforcing a controversial vaccine mandate that covers all Austrians. Joe Biden and Vladimir Putin held a two-hour video conference to discuss a huge build-up of Russian troops on the border with Ukraine. Mr. Biden vowed to impose robust economic sanctions if Russia were to invade Ukraine again. These might include blocking Russia's Nord Stream 2 gas pipeline. Mr. Biden is highly unlikely to send American troops to defend Ukraine, but may offer more cash, arms, and training. Mr. Putin has hinted that he thinks Ukraine should be part of Russia. Pedro Castillo, the new left-wing president of Peru, avoided impeachment after Congress voted against a motion to proceed. Mr. Castillo's supporters, of whom there are a diminishing number in the country, called the impeachment proposal a right-wing coup attempt. Protesters, both for and against Mr. Castillo, took to the streets. Chile became the latest country in Latin America to legalize gay marriage. This came 2 weeks before a presidential election in which one of the frontrunners has argued that society works best with heterosexual couples. A military court in Myanmar found Aung San Suu Kyi guilty of violating COVID restrictions. She held a campaign rally and disturbing public order. Her party's Facebook page objected to the military coup against her in February. For these ridiculous charges, she faces 2 years in prison. For others yet to be heard, she faces a life behind bars. Her party won election by a landslide in 2020, but is now largely in hiding. Rohingya refugees filed a class action lawsuit against Facebook's parent company, Meta, in the United States. They are seeking $150 billion in compensation, alleging that the company did not do enough to stop others from using its platform to incite violence against Rohingyas in Myanmar, where they have been so brutally persecuted that hundreds of thousands have fled. If successful, the suit would be unprecedented.